This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
How they win, and how they win potentially in October. Hell, you got to get to October 1st. It would be timely hitting, because you know you just don't have the offense. You don't have the manpower. No. You don't. It's timely hitting in clutch situations. It's a elite bullpen to lean on, and your starters have to eat 5 or 6 innings. And right now, none of that is happening.
If they finish this season with less than 80 wins and they're under 500 again, boy, that would be a huge disappointment, wouldn't it?
It would be disappointing, but I don't think it'd be the end of the world. If they don't make the playoffs this year, I could still rationalize it as a fan saying, we got Rafi Devers, we made a big splash. There is clearly a lot that still needs to happen when it comes to the farm system. We didn't know how bad it was. But Buster Posey has a massive offseason underhand. Like, talking about setting the tone for the future, that's going to happen this offseason. It has to, because they just don't have the depth anywhere right now.
You bring up Rafi Devers. Say they go on another 2-week slide here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can, like, express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Could that be the worst possible scenario, just shutting him down and getting him right?
I don't think it's the worst case scenario, because you have to protect your investment. Like, I've been talking about this for weeks. I don't think it's the worst thing. I get it. If it's the worst thing
for the overall team,
for the overall team,
but
yes.
For the individual,
but for the individual and what this individual will mean for your future, Joe, he is your prized possession. He is your golden goose. As I'm going Veruca Salt and Willy Wonka here, like you got to protect your asset right now. And protecting from
that's a different
when
station.
I think it used to be on the station actually at one point.
Protect your assets here at 7:30 in the morning on a Saturday.
We used to have that here on. I think when we had like an AM version of the station. I know.
What is that guy's name? When we were a proper station.
What is that guy's name?
David Hollander.
As we're promoting another station, there you go. But Rafi Devers, as we're talking about him, I'm watching him rumble and tumble and stumble.
Well, yesterday he scored on the Adamas line drive that Profar misplayed. He stopped after scoring at home. Joe, I thought he tore both of, like, I don't even know, is it one groin or two? I thought he tore them both.
Dude, he looked like that SpongeBob meme where he's out of breath and he's standing naked next to the jellyfish. That's what Rafi Devers looked like taking his helmet off yesterday.
With clothes on.
It's just with clothes on, yes, thank you. Going back to getting pantsed, right? Like, Rafi Devers just looked gassed. He can't even run around the bases, guys.
I think there's a long-term conversation that he needs to have with himself in the mirror and say, what kind of ball player do I want to be moving forward?
Well, because Joey's getting the hits, and he's like, he's hitting the ball, but like, what good is it if I can't get you to score from first?
He's compromising his own excellence.
See, there's one,
right?
Yes. Like, there's one thing to say with Matt Olson, who's lumbering around the bases. Matt Olson's one of the slowest players. Watch the guy. He looks like a giraffe out there. He's a truck. But you know what I'm getting from Matt Olson? I'm getting the slugging. I'm getting him hitting the ball out of the field. And I'm getting one of the best, if not the best, glove at first base. That is why I have Matt Olson. And we actually kind of tossed it around, I think, yesterday. Maybe it was off air. Maybe it wasn't. Hell, if I could just trade for Matt Olson right now and it cost me Rafi Devers, I might do that. Like, that's how much respect I have for Matt Olson. So I'm not saying you have to be this speedster on the base pass. But what I need from you, Devers, and clearly the injuries are a part of this, I need you to slug and hit the ball out of the ballpark, and you have not been able to do that. And if you're not doing that, you got to be a plus glove defensively. And we know he's not that.
The true teams that I view as contenders, Joe, right now, they have one or two holes. Right now, the Giants have multiple big holes, and that's why I don't view them as this contender for a playoff spot. That's why I don't view them as such, and that's why I think considering if you keep falling out of this and we're 5, 6, 7 games out of a wild card spot, that's when I do think that this chatter about shutting down Rafi Devers becomes more of a drumbeat and a loud, you know, chorus from the crowd.
Do you consider shutting down Rafi Devers right now, Giants fans?
I think it's too premature today.
But I'm going to ask the question. If this team continues to skid, do you consider shutting down Rafael Devers for the rest of the year to protect him from himself and to protect the investment of your highest paid player? 888-957-9570. You can call or text the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. Hey, Bo Mel. What's the message to this team after this 6-game losing streak?
It's not a good look, what we're doing right now. It's not timely at all. They know that.
All right. That doesn't garner much confidence for me going forward. What would you tell this team, Joe, if you're the manager right now?
What are we doing? I don't think...
Is this a closed-door meeting situation?
We do this thing in sports where we're afraid to just, like, be honest. Like, just come out, Bo Mel. I don't know what Jung-Hoo Lee and Elliot Ramos were doing there. I said to them when they got into the dugout, can one of you just make a play?
Right.
Like, I don't think that is, like, egregious. And if they're so sensitive that their manager can't just acknowledge that, like, we are in the wrong sport. Yeah, like, what are we doing?
They need a kick in the pants right now in the worst way. I don't know where that comes from. When I got Willy Adames saying we've fallen off the bus after the game, it's not a good look. It's not. For the guy that's the eternal like, the guy that was struggling for the most part of the season was still having a smile on his face, was the eternal optimist, and now he's actually playing well. Again, the guy a month ago, Joe, was batting .190. He's batting .230. He's raised his batting average 40 points. He's been great. And you know what? He still has that optimism, but it's waning. Even for a guy like Adames, it's got to be frustrating for him when he signed this contract and he thought, like, and I actually don't know what he thought when he signed the contract. If he thought this was a legit playoff team, I'm not sure. By the way, I wonder how I am feeling if I am Willy Adames, seeing what the Brewers are doing right now. They're balling, Joe. I don't know if you've seen the NL Central, the Brew Crew, they're for real, man. They're
Joe,
for real.
Joe, this thing, like, they're only four games out of a wild card spot. You know what it reminds me of?
What?
When the Niners lost to the Buffalo Bills, and then they're facing the Chicago Bears the very next week, I believe they were 5-7. And everyone's like, they're still in it. They're still in it. That loss meant nothing. What only matters is playing the NFC, because we got the Rams game coming up, and we're only 5-7. We're still in this.
Yep.
That's what it feels like. When we all kind of knew, like, think about that, where you felt after that. CMC went down. Brock Purdy looked terrible in the snow. The team looked terrible. They looked lifeless. They looked completely defeated. Remember how many people said, they're still in it?
Well, I go back to who started in Green Bay? Who was it? Who's the quarterback that started? Who started in Green Bay?
Wasn't that Brandon Allen?
Brandon Allen. We all forgot about it. That happened last year.
Totally,
and Tebow Samuel Brandon didn't talk Allen. To reporters after
hey,
the game.
Mark still thinks that he was a great backup for Joe Burrow. So relax.
I actually like Jake Browning. Yeah, I think he should get a shot somewhere else. Jake Browning, when he's coming for Joe Burrow, he's been fine.
Brandon Allen backed up Joe Burrow. Are you not paying attention?
Is there anything to be said about...
Are you not paying attention?
This is looking too much into the weeds, but...
Kisner was backing up Patrick Bailey.
I mean, the Brewers got rid... They moved off from Willie Adames, and they're 60-40. They've won 11 in a row.
Yeah, they're one of the most well-run teams in baseball. And what do they have that we don't? Their prized possession arm came up and it looked every bit like the prized possession arm.
And they also moved off of one of their prized possession arms in Corbin Burns.
Well, they did that 2 years
ago. They did. Yeah, I'm saying, but they set the table for it.
I mean, they traded him. Yeah, they did. No, you're right.
And then Boston Red Sox, I mean, they got rid of Rafi Devers. They're a wild card team, but the season ended right now. They're 54-48.
Well, Duran's the guy that I look at when I watch Boston play and I go, that's the spark plug type of a player.
Roman
the
Anthony's
team.
Been playing well for them lately. Yeah. It's their top prospect who came up. Connor's in San Leandro. Connor, good morning.
What's up, Connor?
How are we feeling about Rafi Devers, Connor?
Oh, good morning. And I love the Niners as the comparison point, because I still remember Willard announcing that McCaffrey wasn't going to start for the opening game of the season, and like that being such a huge moment, both for your station and for the season. And, you know, it was downhill from there.
Yep.
And look, I think when it comes to where we are, it's a slightly different take, even though I definitely love the comparison. You know, my take here is Buster has a unique approach. He has like a gunslinger approach to doing this general manager thing. And that's what we love about him. That's why he is so different from Farhan, because he actually does the dang thing. And part of that play has always been, if we're going to sign people, it's because they know we can win here. That's why you can't shut down Rafi Devers. Rafi Devers is part of the recruitment, and Rafi Devers' ability to figure it out is too. He's a unique guy. You know, we have spent so long thinking about the politics of whether or not the general manager will be allowed by ownership to actually sign guys.
Yeah.
That it's actually new to us to start thinking about individual player psychology. But I think that's where the conversation needs to be.
Does he look good?
Like, the only way
Let
out
me ask
of it,
you this, Al. I love where you're going, and you sound like you really watch the team. Does Rafi look 100% right now?
No, you're totally right. I loved it. Yeah, I think he tore two grinds.
What it looked like.
But he's a stud. Like, here's the problem. They need him. And even at 70%, he's one of their best hitters, which is a sad sentence.
Exactly. But
And I also want him to be right for next year.
Thanks, Connor and St. Leandro. By the way, you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGNZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station in the home
it's
of the Golden
State
Warriors and Valkyries. Always live on the Free Odyssey app. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. The show has flown by
today.
There
is something to be said for, you know, finishing the year out on a high note so that others want to join this.
Is that just fake? Just have a hot September. Or is that fake hustle?
Well, I'm asking you, is that fake hustle?
But what if I'm a free agent, or I see how this team is treating my star player? Wow. Even after paying him all this money and having all these expectations, we're protecting our investment. We're protecting the player from himself. We're willing to have him shut down so he can be healthy for the rest of the season, because he means that much to us going forward. I do think that is something to be like.
I like that.
You got to be able to
compartmentalize it?
Yes, but I'm looking at how we treat these players. Like CMC, you had to protect him from himself at one point. You just had to protect him. That guy means so much to that team. And it's not a like-for-like comparison. I get that. Stephen Curry, the same thing. You have got to be able to protect these players from themselves going forward. And I just think we're going to get to a point, if this losing streak hits double digits, where you have to just consider, if you're Bob Melvin, if you're Buster Posey, if you're whoever on this team, consider shutting down Rafi.
He's got to buy in, though.
He does.
He has to buy in. That's like the most important.
That's how you sell. It's like, you know, Rafi, you're a big part of our future going forward. We love what you bring to this team right now. We are 100% bought in on you, but we need you to be healthy. And part of that, no, but you do. You mentioned it, Joe. Part of this is sitting down with Rafi and saying, you know what, dude, you also need to do right by us. In a way, it's a little give and take. So we put the investment in you. Now invest in yourself, invest in your body, invest in the future of this team, because we have 100% faith that you can be that player for us going forward. But you need to get healthy, sit down, relax, take a breath.
When's the deadline?
9 days.
9 days.
Next week. So next Thursday.
Next Thursday. Okay, so let me just play out the schedule. Let's say they lose 2 or 3 to the Braves, okay? And then they got the Mets. And let's say they lose 2 or 3 against the Mets, but they win 2 or 3 against the Pirates. Now you're at Thursday. The last game's Wednesday afternoon. How are you proceeding? How are you proceeding with the deadline? How are you proceeding with this roster?
I think you wheel and deal. I think you do, as I go, Jim Cozumore, a little running and a little throwing, a little buying, a little selling, maybe.
You will have been 3-12 since the Bailey walk-off, or 5-12 or something. Something awful.
I think if an opportunity that is too good to pass up is presented to Buster Posey, he is going to pull the trigger on it. If someone says, I'm going to give you my top prospect for Robbie Ray, I take it. If someone is willing to give a top 1, 2, 3 prospect,
how many
for
of these
Robbie
prospects
Ray,
have actually panned out for us?
You don't have a farm system right
now.
I know. You need to replenish it somehow, some way. And I'm not going to put all my faith in one guy in Bryce Eldridge. I need to have a couple players that I can put my faith in, not just one, right? It worked out for the Washington Nationals. It's worked out for some of their like big-time players and prospects that they've traded for, right? Who's my guy? James Wood, Mackenzie Gore, pretty good players over there.
Yeah, okay, that's a good point.
Again,
that's a good
point. Not like for like the same thing, but you need to be able to replenish
it. That's the nucleus of what's made them exciting.
Thank you, right? Now, they're still a couple players away, but the Giants, let's be honest, they're a couple players away still on the top to bottom of this team. What say you then? You asked me the question. Same scenario for you heading into the trade deadline next Thursday.
I don't think you shut down Devers just yet.
Okay.
I do think you trade Wilmer Flores and Mike Yastrzemski and you free up. And I reference the five guys, if you will, down in the minors. Wisenhunt, Elliot Ramos, Meckler, Grant McCray, Matos, I would lump in there, and Hunter Bishop. Who are you keeping? Who are you playing? Who are you getting rid of?
Yeah.
If you're going to keep them, let's play them. Let's see them. Let's see what we got. If not, move them. Like, that's where I'm at. I think opening up playing time and spots is what I would do.
I think you've said it best when it comes to players that Giants fans actually are gravitating towards too, and have, like, I would be upset if they left. I think Ray would irk some fans if he moved off of him. Absolutely. Just the way he's pitched this season. By the way, we got this or that coming up in about 6 minutes. We will reveal our this or that topic of the day. Could be sports related. Could be not sports related. Could be Hunter Biden related. Who knows? But when you talk about this team, it's Matt Chapman. It's Rafi Devers. It's Willy Adames. It's Logan Webb. And then Robbie Ray. And I would throw Elliot Ramos in there still.
Randy Rodriguez?
Randy Rodriguez, sure.
Okay.
Yes. Bullpen guys.
I know they're not as sexy. At the
but
forefront.
I didn't include Camilo Doval there. I think that's an interesting name that you've brought up that teams would covet and would give up a pretty penny for one Camilo Doval.
The reason why I'm more apt to trading away Elliot Ramos, it's not that I don't like him. It's not that I don't think he's a good player. It's that he's one of the few guys that could get you something back in return that you need. And if it was up to me and they said, hey, Joe, you could get a starting pitcher who has an under 4 ERA, who's 25, under team control for 3 more years, I would flip the left fielder for the starting pitcher right now. This team needs more starting pitching. Bad.
So like a Mitch Keller, for example.
I would do that yesterday. As much as I know I'm giving up an everyday player who I have to now fill the void on, I would probably do it.
Jan is in Mountain View. Jan, long time no here. Good morning. How are we feeling about the Giants after 6 straight losses?
Well, good morning to both of you. Well, I'm sort of in the camp of Shasky where I think they need to shut down Devers. I'm sorry, but he needs to come. He needs to get in condition. If you've seen his body, he's overweight. He can hardly move, and that's affecting his bat. it's affecting his back, and he's not getting any, you know, he's not getting any better. We thought that during the break he'd, you know, he'd take that time and try to get better, but he's still, you know, he's still moving too slow, and I mean, I like his bat, don't get me wrong, but he needs to spend the off season and get better, and they need to get his conditioning right, because I heard Boston say that he came into the, what are they called, before the league starts, he came in out of condition, and he hasn't done anything to I feel to address that issue, and so somebody needs to point that out and shut him down, and I'm sorry, but as far as first base goes, put that Dominic Smith back, because he's a damn good defensive first baseman. That's all I agree.
And on a team that wants to defense first, I think you can ill afford to not have Dom Smith out there, especially when you look at the power numbers. One home run since June 1st for Wilmer Flores. He's just not hitting like he was.
The entire team is just not. I mean, Willie, again, we keep talking about it. Of course, the team as a whole is struggling mightily, right? And Willie Adames is doing his best, and they all keep coming in losses. 9-5, 6 straight. Hopefully it's not 7. You're going to Landon Root, man. Okay, and we were talking about biggest start of his career against the Dodgers. That was the biggest start of his career today against the Braves, who are 11 games under 500. He's got to stop the bleeding. Someone has to. I don't think it's going to be Verlander tomorrow. Like,
oh my God,
like, it's Verlander v. Strider tomorrow.
So it's
you gotta win today.
Verlander v. Strider tomorrow.
That's what I'm saying.
They could get swept.
They could. Oh. And then you got the Mets coming into town. The Mets are one of the best teams in all of baseball.
Acuna has played 48 games. He's batting .326, 13 jacks, and 40 something RBIs.
He's so good.
In 40 games.
Who are they going to trade, by the way, the Braves? They're trading people. Who are they? Who do you think they're giving up?
I would love to have Matt Olson, but I'll never do it. I'll take Ozzie Albies.
I think Sean Murphy could be had. That's a name that I would be interested in.
I'm intrigued.
Going from a 190 catcher or a 200, I guess.
Does he frame well?
Yes, he's an elite defensive catcher, too.
I know, I know
you are. But he's actually really good at that, is what I'm saying.
Verlander tomorrow on everyone's television set is just going to be an automatic eye roll.
Oh, we'll have it right here. It's 9:15. We'll have it on our televisions in the studio, Joe. And we're going to see Joe's reaction real time for Justin Verlander. And I'm going to see if it's going to be a good start or a bad start.
Dude. I had a buddy hit me up, and he was talking about Mike Schmidt basically retiring after a Giants game. He was a Phillies third baseman, one of the greatest of all time. He just quit in the middle of the season. He's like, hey, dude, when you said I thought Friday that Verlander was just going to quit, he thought the same thing. He's like, I was watching him in the dugout holding his glove, and I thought he was going to do the, I'm done with this. I don't need this. I've got Kate Upton at home. I've got two kids. Like, I'm just going to go home. I'm done. I'm cooked.
There's one of two ways to say that. He's like, I don't need this because I got two kids at home, or it's, I actually need this. I got two kids at home.
Well, I know a couple of guys that stay on the road on purpose.
There you go. Oh, my God.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.